Audacity.
There is speculation in Dominica that Dr. Thompson Fountain is next in line to lead the opposition United Workers Party. I'm Ken Richards with the Caribbean News Roundup. Dominica's opposition United Workers Party may change its leadership in the near future, with suggestions that the politician slated to pick up the reins and replace party leader Lennox Linton will be economist Dr. Thompson Fountain, the South Sudan high-ranking employee who was arrested at the Douglas Charles Airport on his recent return home. This report from Carlisle John Baptist.
Word on the ground is that former United Workers Party UWP Senator Dr. Thompson Fountain will be leading the United Workers Party in the next general elections in Dominica, whenever it is called. Linton, the present leader of the party, led them into two failed elections, and after the last general elections in 2019, submitted his resignation, but it was rejected. In December 2021, at the party's annual delegates conference, Linton was re-elected unopposed as the political leader of the UWP. The new deputy leader is Francisca Joseph, who contested the La Plaine constituency for the UWP in the last general election and is now a senator in the parliamentary opposition. Top executive of the party is tight-lipped about the matter, but Nature Isle News can confirm that a meeting was held over the May Day weekend with Dr. Fountain to further discuss the matter. Speaking to Nature Isle News on strict conditions of anonymity, someone with knowledge of the situation revealed that Dr. Fountain has, quote, the full support of Linton and other members of the executive, unquote. He's putting the necessary things in place. That is why he came back to answer to the charges, because he wants that out of the way as soon as possible, the source stated. Although the party executive continues to throw its full support and confidence with the current leader, Lennox Linton, reports are that when he decides to relinquish the post of leader of the party, whoever takes over will have the unanimous support of everyone. The party is not without leaders. Dr. Fountain has always been earmarked as a potential leader of the party. So if that is the popular wish of the people, then so be it, the source said. However, when contacted for comments on the matter, the president of the UWP, Isaac Baptiste, said that was news to him. I am hearing this for the first time, and I'm not aware of any meeting held with Dr. Fountain concerning the leadership of the party, he said. What I can say to you is that within the UWP, there are numerous persons with leadership potential, and Dr. Fountain is certainly one of them, Baptiste told Nature Isle News via telephone.
In St. Kitts and Nevis, the leader of the People's Action Movement, PAM, Sean Richards, has confirmed that both of the PAM and Concerned Citizens Movement caucuses have received a response from Governor General Sir Tapley Seaton stating that he has no constitutional power to remove a sitting Prime Minister. The Governor General's response was prompted by the submission recently presented and signed by six of the sitting MPs stating that they had lost confidence in Prime Minister Timothy Harris. In a press release, Richards said, quote, "We are naturally disappointed with the conclusion, but respect the ruling of the Governor General on the matter." He acknowledged that they had hoped for a different result, having shared with Sir Tapley, quote, "the cogent and compelling legal advice to the contrary received by learned English Queen's Counsel." Richards did not name the QC involved. He said, notwithstanding and consistent with the legal advice that PAM and CCM have obtained, they were not waiting on the Governor General, but have since filed a motion of no confidence in the Parliament. According to the PAM leader, he and his colleagues expect it will be debated and passed shortly. The MPs who have withdrawn their parliamentary support from Dr. Harris are, quote, "reiterating that a prime minister in our democracy is never elected. He or she is always selected by the majority of elected members of parliament, and he or her office and legitimacy depend on the ongoing support of that majority," Sean Richards concluded. There have been arguments on social media and elsewhere to the effect that the government MPs who have brought the motion of no confidence are not bringing it against the prime minister only, but also against themselves as well, because they are part of the government. It is not clear whether the six have resigned from the cabinet led by Prime Minister Harris. Jamaica police on Thursday engaged in a major security operation in St. Catherine. The operation was prompted by a series of deadly violence over the past few days in the area. TVJ News reported that one man was shot and wounded, with two others in custody.
Police vehicles parked at 31 St. John's Road in St. Catherine. Signs of a major operation being conducted by the security forces. Tension has been brewing for some time now as internal gang conflict continued to wreak havoc in the area. Since the start of the police operation early Thursday morning, one man has been shot and injured. Deputy Superintendent with the St. Catherine North Police Division, Paul Bernard, says that the man was shot during an exchange of gunfire with the police.
An arrival of the auto carding team in the vicinity of the tire warehouse of the Spanish Town bypass. The team was greeted with gunfire, loud, continuous gunfire. Hence, the fire was returned. On conclusion, two firearms were recovered in the shrubs, in the bushes. Three men held, along with a ballistic vest.
The injured man was taken to hospital for treatment. Two other men were taken into custody. Internal gang conflict has resulted in six persons being shot, three fatally since the start of the month. The police say the violence was triggered by conflict among the One Order, Unruly, Wildlife, and Unity gangs. DSP Bernard says the police will continue their operation to bring an end to crime and violence in the area.
We will not relent. This mayhem must stop. We are well trained.
Cody Ann Barrett, TVJ News.
There has been no decision yet on British Virgin Islands' direct rule, according to UK Minister Amanda Milling, after her visit to the overseas territory. The Guardian newspaper quotes Milling as pointing out that significant changes needed to tackle corruption following talks with political and community leaders. Milling, the Foreign Affairs Minister, indicated that a decision on whether to impose direct rule on the British Virgin Islands, BVI, has still to be made following her return from a three-day visit to the overseas territory. She insisted, however, that the endemic corruption there must be addressed. The minister's emergency trip, during which she met a variety of business, community and political leaders, came after the territory's premier, Andrew Foy, appeared in a U.S. federal court in Miami last week on charges of money laundering and conspiring to import cocaine following his arrest in a sting operation by agents posing as Mexican drug traffickers. Milling will have to decide whether the imposition of direct rule, which is also opposed by leaders of other Caribbean islands, will hinder the process of reforming government, or whether the problems are so deep-seated that it will require the BVI Governor, John Rankin, to take sole charge, aided by an advisory council. At present, the governor is in charge of foreign, defense, and security policies, while elected politicians working in the National Assembly are accountable for budgets and domestic policy. The BVI government has rejected direct rule and proposed an alternative of an interim national unity government, including members from all parties. They have also reportedly committed to addressing the systematic maladministration revealed in a Commission of Inquiry report ordered by the territory's governor, the publication of which coincided with Foy's arrest by the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration. In Dominica, an investigation is ongoing following the seizure of a large amount of cash and one arrest. Jesus's Roy Sanford.
The Financial Intelligence Unit, FIU, of the police force in Dominica is investigating the seizure of a large amount of cash in the northern part of the island, and one person has been taken into custody. Speaking to state-owned ZBS Radio, director of the FIU, Mackelson Farrell, said the seizure took place in Portsmouth on April 20th, during what he described as an intelligence-driven operation between the police, the custom and excise unit, and the FIU. According to him, during the operation, 320,250 US dollars was found in four vacuum sealed bags, which were in soap boxes that were in another box coming from St. Martin to Dominica via sea. The man was arrested and charged with breaches of the Customs Act after all the packages were examined. According to Farrell, further examinations were made, which involved the FIU and the Director of Public Prosecutions, pointing out that the FIU did a parallel financial investigation and it was agreed that the money be handed over to the FIU.
As La Ray fishermen in St. Lucia are denouncing the current high fuel prices on the island. However, the minister responsible for fisheries, Alfred Prosper, says although the government understands the plight of the fishermen, it has financial constraints. This report by NBC Prime News.
The fishermen fear that rising fuel prices could force them to tie up their boats and are calling for help from the government. The fishermen are aware that the war in the Ukraine had seen the cost of marine diesel in various islands more than double in comparison to last year. However, they believe they can benefit from a government subsidy that helps with the cost of fuel.
Right now, things had by us. I have a job there, so in some net. Yeah. To buy gas for me to go to sea tomorrow. That's a problem we're facing for our gas.
The fishermen met with fisheries officials and Agriculture Minister Alfred Prosper last week. Prosper noted that the Ukraine-Russia war puts things in perspective, and every household and industry across the island is feeling the strain of rapidly rising fuel bills, and government is also aware that boats have been struggling.
The increased cost of fuel as a result of the Ukraine-Russia war is making it very difficult for us.
The now ongoing Wednesday protest walk in the Dominican capital, Roseau, went ahead with those involved continuing to press for, in their words, peace, justice, and prosperity. One protester who took to the mic grabbed an opportunity to speak directly to a police officer who was monitoring the walk.
There's a policewoman there recording us from beginning. She has a daughter, same age with my daughter, 4 years this year. 4 years, right? This year we'll be giving them 5 years in October. And I would really love to know what is your willingness, officer. After listening to these two ladies speak, I'd really love to know what is your willingness for our children that come in tomorrow. You understand? Because we cannot be protecting injustice and leaving our children's future go down the drain like that. You need to ask yourself a question, officer.
And that's the Caribbean News Roundup for today, Friday, 6th May. I'm Ken Richards. Thanks for listening.
The Caribbean News Roundup, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 6 p.m. Let's get to know our region even better with OSAR Radio.